But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let me tell you, it's how you end the season, because that carries over. And a lot of these young men who are coming back for the next year, and some of the incoming recruits and transfers, they kind of get that winning feeling. And they have that at USF, because they went all the way to Hawaii and came away with a listen, San Jose State was pretty darn good. I watched them earlier in the year. They had weapons. And USF went out there and beat them. And I'll tell you what, that's another program definitely, definitely on the rise. They've done a tremendous job recruiting. Coach Golish has done an outstanding job with his coaching staff, getting these kids to believe. Joey Knight covers USF throughout the course of the year for Tampa Bay Times. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Joey, happy new year to you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
You too, buddy. My pleasure.
What a great year it turned out to be for that team. I mean, they had a challenging schedule, you know, Alabama, Miami. They played some tough teams within the conference. But at the end, going all the way out to Hawaii and coming away with a win in overtime on a field goal. But John Cannon from right here at Fort Lauderdale's Nova Southeastern University. Talk about this season, because like I said, you come away at the end of the year, Joey, with a win, and it kind of carries over to the offseason. This is a program that obviously is not finishing the portal, but had a really, really good recruiting class, picked up some key kids. Talk about the direction, because this has got to be, I mean, straight arrow towards the top type of directions. You have a coach that won't take anything less.
Well, they finished the year strong. There was a lot of ebb and flow to their regular season, and a big reason for that inconsistency is because they lost their starting quarterback, Byron Brown, about four or five games into the season with a broken leg. Thing was, Alex Golish didn't tell us that. He said, you know, he was truthful when he said Byron was working like heck to get back into shape and to try to play, but what he didn't inform us was that he broke his leg in mid-September, early October against Tulane. So fans kept expecting, hey, is this the week Byron's going to come back? Is this the week Byron's going to come back? And come Saturday, they'd see him in street clothes. And, you know, that after a while, fans got a little frustrated, and then they got a little angry. Finally, Alex let us know after the bowl game that Byron had, in fact, broken his leg, and that's why we didn't see him all year. So in his place comes Bryce Archie, a transfer kid who's been in the program a couple years, and he had his ups and downs. He had some really good games and some really bad games, as you would expect for a first-year collegiate starter. But like you said, Larry, the key is they finished strong. They won their last two or three games, including that thriller against Hawaii and against San Jose State in the Hawaii Bowl, went to multiple overtimes. They won 41-39, and that momentum coupled with another outstanding, you know, high school recruiting class has given them momentum, yes, going into 2025, and they've done a pretty decent job in the transfer portal here in the last month or so. So, yes, this is a program that had the same record as they had in 2023. Fans were expecting a little bit more before they lost their quarterback. But, yes, they do have momentum going into 2025 for a number of factors, which I just mentioned.
Yeah. And then you mentioned the recruiting class, and, you know, they came away, like I was just telling Kevin Brockway, with a lot of kids that I've had an opportunity to watch and, you know, getting an opportunity to watch your Michael Gillis from Lakeland in the state championship game and seeing Lachlan Hewlett from St. Augustine the last couple of years in the offseason, and then coming up with, you know, the kid Gavin Jenkins from Union County up, you know, near Gainesville area. They went and got players that maybe that are surprising to a lot of people. And, you know, having the opportunity the last few years, you know, to see some of these kids, you know, especially, you know, you look at an offensive lineman with the pedigree, you know, that Caleb Harris has playing for St. Thomas Aquinas and winning three state titles while he was there, and having an opportunity to get a kid from St. Francis Academy and Jeremy Koger. Talk about that, because you're getting kids into the program who are coming from winning programs.
That was the thing. If you look at, you know, just the makeup of this high school recruiting class, and it's something I wrote about on TampaBay.com during that early signing period, these guys come from programs that know how to win. So these kids are coming in with just knowing what a winning culture is, knowing what it takes to win at a very high school level. Because, you know, you talk about Jermichael Gillis, Lakeland. You talk about this kid Koger, like you mentioned, from Baltimore, one of the most elite prep programs, you know, in the East. Locke Pewitt, St. Augustine. I believe they got a kid from either Valdosta or Lowndes County as I'm scrolling down. So, you know, they got Eli Jones from Venice. So you've got kids who are accustomed to winning, know what a winning culture looks like, know what is demanded, you know, to win, what is required. And those are the kids that Golish said, you know, that's what he looks for. That's the makeup he looks for when he's recruiting kids. Not only talent, obviously, and physical upside and things like that, but guys who know how to win. And he hit a slam dunk in that regard, because, again, if you just go down the list of these signees at the high school level, I mean, it's some pretty elite high school programs, as I named.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I agree with you. Joey Knight joins us, Tampa Bay Times. We're talking University of South Florida football. And, you know, even in the transfers that came in, you know, kids that I had an opportunity to watch, like the kid Jonas DeClona, I mean, comes from a high school program that won, and he did a tremendous job. Bugsy Salvera from here in South Florida, a guy that I think has an opportunity to kind of plug and play, you know, with this team. So it's a combination of young kids, and plus you return a good core. A couple of linemen come back, linebackers come back. You have a couple of kids in the secondary that now have the understanding of what this program is about. I mean, it's got to be the next step. I feel, you know, when that season ended and I saw them come off the field in Hawaii, I said, they're ready for the next step. Okay, they're not going to win 11 games, but they've got an opportunity to win. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to agree with you. Yeah. I don't think 7-6 will fly for a third consecutive year, but, you know, I think they're going to be better for the reasons you just mentioned. They do have a lot of key components coming back. Presuming Byron Brown comes back for what his fourth season in the program, and he has not entered the portal yet. So all indications are he's going to be back and healthy next year. They've got a ton of just talented receivers, you know, some of whom didn't really get a chance to brandish what they have this year because, you know, they mixed and matched a lot out there, but they've got some upside out there at receiver. The only place where they really took a hit, Larry, was in the backfield. They had three really good backs, and they're all gone now. They've exhausted their eligibility, but they got Cartavius Norton, Charlotte's leading rusher last season, who will help fill that void. And, you know, they've recruited the high school level very well. Alex has done a great job of using recruiting and the portal the way it should be used. You recruit for players you can develop, players that you're counting on to be in your program 2, 3, or 4 years, and you use the portal to plug holes. And that's exactly what he's done these last couple of years. And he's done them as well as any coach in the group of five. You know, I could go down the list of these guys he got from the portal that are plug-and-play type guys, just like you mentioned, like Bootsy Saveria and DeClona, guys like that. He got a lineman from Stanford, Connor McLaughlin, who's who's from Jesuit High School in Tampa, made 14 starts at tackle for Stanford over the past two seasons. He got Thomas Schrader, who spent, you know, several years at FSU, had a nondescript career there, went to Appalachian State last year, was a regular starter. Now Golish went out and got him, and those are plug-and-play guys. So I commend Alex for recruiting high school guys he can develop and for going to the portal to fill immediate needs. And, again, he's done that as well as any coach in the group of five, and I have every reason to believe they're going to improve on 7-6 in 2025.
I agree. We can't get my boy Naquan Wright back again. I mean, he probably has every degree known to man right now.
I think he's one of the more underrated backs in that league. Cause every time he got the ball, he did something with it. He was just hard to bring down. He was a good hitter. He was kind of like a little wrecking ball back there. It's just, you know, he was in a loaded, congested, talented backfield, so he didn't get as many yards as he might have at other places. But, man, that kid can play.
Yeah, he can. Joey, let everybody know how they can follow your website, also social media.
We are at the Tampa Bay Times at tampabay.com, winner of a humpteen Pulitzer Prizes. I've lost count. I've won none of them, but our paper has won many of them. tampabay.com, and I am at @TBTimes_Bulls.
Good stuff. Joey, always a pleasure. It was great seeing you earlier this year down in Miami for the game. Your piece on one of the better receivers that Miami's ever had, and Xavier Restrepo was great. And I commend you. And thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you later.
You too. Joey Knight, Tampa Bay Times, does a great job, and I echo his feelings about University of South Florida.